Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. I'm sorry I'm late. I was walking down K Street and there was an unhoused person who said, "Hey, mister, rub my feet." And turns out he wanted both. So it took a while. My name is Doug and I love movies. You know what? That was pretty good, considering how long it's been. It's so great to be back here at the Improv in Washington, D.C. We're coming to you from, I said that already. It's Sunday, October 24th, 2021. And before I bring my guests to the stage, a couple things I'd like to do. Quickly show off, give you a vague idea of what's going on with the prize bag today. It's chock full of stuff that I made a video that you can look at on my Instagram that says Washington, D.C. prizes. But the highlights are some chapstick and a pen and some mints from rushticks.com, a rolling tray from OCB Rolling Trays, rolling papers rather. This one's really cool. This is a Josh Blues Dream lollipop with THC in it. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. A Peacemaker pipe. It's rubber, disposable, only been used once. 420 wipes that I used to wipe down said pipe so that it is safe. And and this is my favorite thing in here. It's very slight. It's just cardboard. But it is a coaster from Trader Sam's Tiki Bar at Disneyland in California. One of my favorite spots to hang out. All that's in the bag. Yeah, and I know you've missed these words. Doug plugs. Doug Loves Movies returns to the San Diego, Sweet Home San Diego on Saturday, November 6th, and Nashville on Sunday, November 14th. For all my dates and deets, go to DougLovesMovies.com. Y'all win. That was the best one. I forgot to mention, everything's in a bag from my friends at Stone Road, who gave me a lot of weed. But yeah, that was stunningly accurate. I guess I should have expected that from our nation's capital. And you even did it through mass. This is quite quite a wonderful afternoon for me. How are you two doing? Do you like just seeing only me for the entire show? Because I begged them to not seat that table for that reason. So if you feel like moving somewhere, we've got room somewhere else. And same deal with the two folks over there. Beg them not to seat those seats. And but did you ask to sit there? Probably not. The person sitting on the end is the only person you're going to see for the entire show, probably. So sorry to bring everybody down with bad news for two of the tables. But I'm really anal about that stuff, and you know, people don't listen when I ask. do you want to meet our guest for today? Holy crap, we got a good one. Please welcome Brandon Collins, Corey Ryan Forrester, Trey Crowder, and Ramon Rivas. Meet him. Let's meet him individually and alphabetically. Holy shit, you guys. Oh, no, you didn't sit down alphabetically. For a second, I thought you just naturally fell into your alphabetical spots, but you did not. Mm. Starting directly to my right, it's our returning champion to the show. It's Brandon Collins, everybody.
Hey, hey. Hello, DC.
How's it going, champ?
Good, good. I'm surprised you didn't call me Brando Collins. I've been.
I do like calling you Brando, but that's more of a nickname rather than an introduction name. And but thank you for reminding me, Brando.
My wife likes it.
Your wife likes it?
She likes it. She just said it like it sounds like a black hobbit, which is fine.
A black hobbit?
Yeah. Like, Brando Collins going to the Shire. That's a good ring to it.
Oh, man. He's won, Brando has won on the Zoom version of the show, because you're based in New York.
Yep.
You've been playing on the last several episodes. Is this your fourth?
This is my fourth one.
Fourth at turn at bat?
Yep.
Fourth time at the plate?
And I'm going to lose tonight.
You think so?
Embracing it. I'm embracing the loss coming.
Well, I tried to stack it against you by having three guests rather than two in addition to yourself. And joining us for the first time on the show, and I am going alphabetically, from performing here all weekend at the DC Improv, it's Trey Crowder.
Hey. Hey there. Yeah.
For anybody unfamiliar, tell them about this tour you're on with another couple of comics.
Yeah, me and Corey and another guy are the Well-Read Comedy Tour, so if you want to hear hillbillies say big words and act like we know stuff, then you can come back to the show tonight. It's the last one, 7:30. But yeah, having fun with it.
Very nice. Yeah, come see them tonight. There's lots of options here at the Improv tonight. Well, two options tonight.
Yeah.
We'll get to the other. But thank you for being here, Trey. First time on the show. How do you feel about that?
I'm feeling good. A little nervous because I'm a fan, longtime listener, first time player. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Well, I already warned you about Brando. He's a tough competitor.
I'm worried about Brando.
Yeah, we should always be worried about Brando.
That's what my mom says all the time. Just worried about Brando.
And also from the Well-Read Out of the House tour, it's Corey Ryan Forrester.
Hello. Howdy. Thanks for having me, Doug.
Thanks for being here, Corey. Is that okay, just Corey, or do you like Corey Ryan?
It's whatever you want, Doug. I'm just happy to be here.
If there was another Corey on the panel, I'd call you Corey Ryan. But yes. Since you're the only Corey, I think we're going to be all right.
Corey Ryan, dipshit, all of them work.
Oh,
whatever.
Hey, slow down. I don't know you well enough for that. And how's your movie trivia acumen?
Well, I love movies, and I've seen a lot of them, but my retention is very bad because I am a stupid boy. So I'm excited to be here, but I fear I will be dusted, especially by fucking Ken Jennings over here. So I don't know.
All right, well, we'll see. I mean, whoever's name tag you pick probably is going to feel like they're not going to win.
Oh, yeah, you're screwed. Yeah.
But, you know, at least they will get picked. That's exciting in and of itself. And over there on the other end, it's our friend who's been on the show many times, twice in Cleveland, I believe.
Couple times.
Yeah. Is Ramon Rivas the second.
Hi, everybody.
Number Hi. Two.
Hello, hello. I apologize to you because I've gotten bigger over the pandemic, so you definitely can't see any of that.
I did not know who was going to be sitting there when I said that. I just knew we're all fairly large men and sitting in a row on a stage. So as long as they're fine with their seats, I'm not going to sweat it. How are you doing, Ramon?
I'm good, man. Been having a nice time in D.C.
Yeah, you're headlining the, what do they call the other room?
They call it the lounge.
The lounge, I like it. And everybody lays on couches and listens to your comedy.
Yeah.
It's like a group therapy session.
Yeah.
Or a nap.
Both. Because I tend to sound like a nap. So it just lulls people into a...
Ramon has the voice of a nap. And you have a show tonight here as well.
I do, in that lounge.
In
the lounge. And then they usually bring me back like every like other year, like on the posters in the green room, I'm on the 2018 and 2019, which is the same as you.
Yeah.
Which is cool, which is one of the few clubs who does that. So if you're a club listener, you should bring me too.
This club works Ramon regularly. Other clubs should as well.
Yeah,
that's exactly. The message from Ramon.
Because I stimulate the DC economy. I go to vintage stores. I buy weed, you know.
Oh, yeah. You're very good to the... You're texting me all the time, all the places you're visiting while you're here. You really get out there and do it up.
Yeah, man. I tried to... I found, like, there's a soul food restaurant called Ooze and Oz, which is very delicious. So I try to make a point to go there. And then there's an Ethiopian spot called Habesha, which is really good. So I'm going to go get a tray of that to go when I drive home. And then there's a cool little like vinyl and vintage shop called Joint Custody. And I would go buy shirts and shit there.
You should get a Segway, do those guides. Those
I could, man.
Yeah.
Get one of them little Revolutionary War wigs.
Yeah.
I would pay a lot of money to watch you eat Ethiopian food in your car.
Yeah. And just shitting on the way to Ohio. Just every pit stop, just blowing it up.
I'm glad y'all respect it and have enough respect for me to assume I'm driving and not taking a bus.
Yeah, yep. I'd pay to see you eat Ethiopian food on a mega bus.
That's almost like a Squid Game to do that. You're playing with a lot of fire by doing that.
And there's only a certain amount of toilet paper on the bus.
It really is finite. It's not a bus full of toilet paper. There's got to be room for people and luggage.
Like, we weren't planning for this.
Well, thank you to all four of you gentlemen for being here. And finally, you know, just a panel that's all men. Like, there's too many women getting up in this game. But, I'd love to have the ladies on, but these four guys are going to be great. And before we play our games, it is October, and it is what I like to call Scary Month at Doug Loves Movies. So what I'd like each of you to do, if you don't mind, starting with Brandon, please recommend a scary movie.
I'm going to go with Midsommar, which I recently watched.
really fucked up, visually stunning, incredibly disturbing. But yes. It has one of the few horror movie things that usually doesn't happen, which is a brown couple is see some fucked up shit and they're like, we gotta get the fuck out of here. They don't leave, but they try. And so I'm gonna recommend Midsommar. It's a wild movie. Buckle in.
Yeah, that is a rough one. I mean, I saw it, and I'm, you know, I guess I'm happy I saw it. But you know, just mentioning it, like, you know, you just flash those more disturbing moments that are in the movie, and boo, oof, that's a rough one. His next movie is a musical. I don't know if that's true. It feels like that's something I heard, but I don't think it's true. I just hope his next movie isn't called Midfall. I can't take another season in that world. What about you, Corey Forrester? Do you have a horror movie you could recommend?
I do not really like horror because fear is not an emotion that I like to pay for, because I experience it so often for free here on this earth and planet and country. So on the on the advice of Ramon, I'm going to tell you a recommended movie and frame it as a horror, which I recently just saw, Old Henry. Old Henry is a Western. It's starring Tim Blake Nelson of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou fame and a lot of other Coen Brothers movies. It's set in the Old West, and it's a father and son living by themselves on a farm where their mother has just died, and there's no medicine at all because it's the Old West, and people are just shooting people because they're like, I think you cheated at a game. That's horror, you know, and the father and son have to live together, and then there's like a bank robbery gone bad, and one of the fugitives comes to their house and just pew 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 ensues. So it's horror if you had to live through it, I would say. So that's Old Henry. Old Henry.
I never knew. I never noticed that ensue and pew pew rhyme. If there's not a rapper jumping on that, that is just dumb.
What's it called again?
Old Henry.
Old Henry.
It's the best Western in 20 years. It's amazing.
Is there a person who plays Old Henry?
Tim Blake Nelson.
Oh, okay, he's a great
actor.
And
he should be in everything.
He sounds like an Old Henry.
Yeah, he does. He is an Old Henry.
He's good. You're right. Okay, Old Henry. I'm going to have to check that out. I don't think I even heard of that one. Trey, do you think you can go deeper?
I don't know. I was going to say, I kind of hate to continue the trend of disregarding the main parameter of the question. But no, I really think, I mean, this movie's definitely eerie. It's eerie and creepy for sure. And I was thinking of the Vast of Night. Have you seen that?
Okay, not a horror movie, it's kind of a...
UFOs.
Yeah,
UFOs.
It's got a vibe. It's like kind of like a horror movie.
Yeah, it's eerie and atmospheric and all that shit. And it's set in the 50s in New Mexico, and they really nail the whole 50s part, like the way they talk and stuff. You know, they're like, what's buzzing, cousin? Put an egg in your shoe and beat it. You know, shit like that. They're really good at that.
Sorry, go ahead.
Just, you know, with like all their buddy Holly glasses, and they're probably all horrifically racist, but the movie don't really get into all that, you know, because it's the 50s in America. But yeah.
They stay on the story.
Director's cut, they have that.
Yeah. They actually do touch on it a little bit with other characters, but yeah. I thought it was really well done because it's like, I think it's like $1 million budget and a period piece, you know, and it involves UFO shit. So I was really impressed with it. It's on Amazon.
A lot of people have rolled through the show that appreciate it, and I didn't get it, but
All right. Fair enough.
I think I was waiting for something to happen, but because it's like you said, it's chock full of atmosphere, and the actors really do have that style. It really feels like it's, you know, happening in the past, and. You know, I'll definitely check out anything else that that director does. Do you think it's The Vast of Night or just Vast of Night?
I think it's The Vast of Night.
Okay, I'll double check before I publish.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Good idea.
Drop in an editor's note, the correct.
I got to get the right title on the Doug Loves Movies poll where all these titles are going to go head to head to head to head. Ramon Rivas.
I mean, I guess it depends on what we define as horror, because like,
very loosely. I don't,
because it seems very loose. But like, if it's a thing, I feel like it either has to be gory, right, or scary, or induce fear, right?
Those are generally the linchpins of horror.
Okay. Because something that scares me would be like a movie called Sleepers, where those kids like...
Oh, the Brad Pitt movie?
Yeah, a fucked up movie. Like, I'd be terrified, fearful of that, because that's some real shit that could happen, right? Frightful stuff. I don't really get scared of shit, so aside from, like he said, living in America, so it's like, that's most movies. And then, gory, I'd probably go like Shaun of the Dead, but that's a funny movie, so I don't know if it fits as a horror movie, but I feel like it's a spooky movie.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, then it's a horror movie with humor. Yeah.
Okay, then I'll go Shaun of the Dead, then.
Yeah! I did not, I didn't tell him to pick that, but Edgar Wright, who's a frequent guest on the show, his next movie is coming out on Friday, and it's his first horror movie.
Well, the cop movie they did is very gory and bloody, so it's into... Yeah.
Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
The guy gets his head.
You see, I know a lot of movies, but remember the names?
Okay, let me just write this down real quick. Shaun the Sheep. Okay, here we go. Shaun O' the Dead. I'm going to make it more Irish than British. All right. So Midsommar, truly horrifying, and then three movies that aren't so much. Thanks for visiting Recommendation Nation. We're going to play some games, and we're going to do that right after this break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
We're back! Yeah! Today, Brandon will be playing for Joe, J-O-E, get it? Corey is going to play for, who was it in The Real Girl? Joseph in The Real Girl. And then Trey is playing for Manos, The Hands of Kate. Pause for laughter for the listeners, because that's a good one. And then Hunchback of Notre Dame. Yes. That one was fun. Reason to come see the show live is for stuff like when Ramon asked him if his name was Notra. All right, so this first game we're going to play is called Live, Die, Repeat. I will say the title of a movie. I will say it slowly. The first one of you who repeats back the full correct title wins. People on stage, I mean. Don't shout it out from the audience. And I'll start over every time somebody, guesses, says something that's wrong. But I will read it slowly. And, the person who knows the whole title is going to take this thing, if anyone knows the whole title. If they don't, it's going to come down to who can remember and repeat the best. Yeah, these titles are never, Jaws or Saw. This is, which I've never realized, we're so close to each other.
Take out the J from Jaws and you got a saw. Pardon for that stupid accent. That was really...
It's all right.
I don't know why. I don't know why I did that.
That's racist, Doug.
We know everybody. Exactly why you did that.
Same reason everybody
I know. I can't stop teasing Ramon when he's on the show. All right, here we go. Cannibal women in the avocado jungle of you have a guess, Trey?
Cannibal women in the avocado jungle of death.
That is correct.
All right.
How'd you do that?
I don't know. It just felt right, you know. Start with cannibal, end with death. I don't know where the avocado came from in the middle, but that.
I have no idea what the avocado jungle is, because it sounds like a nice place.
Yeah, right.
But then it's of death. So I guess they lure you in with the avocado.
And then hit you with the death.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all women in there, too, so that's probably exciting at first. But then when they're all cannibals, no thank you.
No.
Did you ever see Fried Green Tomatoes?
Oh, yeah. Fanny Flag.
I forgot that they imply at one point that a person that was murdered gets chopped up and served up as food.
Secrets in the sauce.
Yeah. That's the joke they make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a wild movie.
Yeah. We're real big on
a book
gravy.
About a couple of lesbians. They took that out and left the cannibal part in.
Yeah. Good call, 1992, I guess. I
yeah. That's exactly what it was. All right. So, Trey, do you know what you won?
Nothing yet.
Yep. Nothing yet. You just get to go first in our next game.
Sweet.
And that game is called Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? Thank you.
Thank you.
I will start with Trey and then go to Ramon, then Brandon, then Corey. And I'll say a tagline from a movie. Trey gets first shot at it. Then he doesn't get it. The next guy gets a shot. Then the next guy. Then the next guy. If nobody gets it, we move on to the next one. And there's always a theme. Not always, but. Definitely today. Time is it? Okay. Trey?
Yes.
What movie has the tagline, two times the fear, two times the carnage, two times the terror?
Evil Dead 2?
I mean, not a bad guess.
But no.
Not.
Yeah.
I think my Boeing button is losing its joie de vivre. It used to be like, boing, boing, boing. Now it's like, boing. So you might not be hearing that any longer. And in the pandemic, it's hard to get a replacement Boeing button. All right, Ramon. 2 weeks of... 2 weeks. Two times the fear. Oh, that's a long movie. Two times the fear, two times the carnage, two times the terror.
Nightmare on Elm Street 2?
Not bad. What's the rest of that title?
Freddy's Back.
And you're
the first one was
trouble.
Called Freddy's Front, yes, and the second one. You only see one side of Freddy in each movie. It was Freddy's Revenge, but also it's not the correct answer. Okay. I was just curious if you knew that part, because these horror movie titles can be so complicated.
They'd be having colons and semicolons and shit in them.
Yeah, so it's too much. It's too much, but I guess it differentiates the titles at least a little bit. I mean, now they came out with a new Saw that's just called Saw. So now there's two Saws. I need a C so we can go up and down. Two Saws don't go anywhere. All right. That one was probably just for me. Okay. It's Brandon's turn, yes?
Yes.
Two times the one thing, two times the other thing, and a third thing.
My pick is Child's Play 2.
I like that guess, but the boing button does not. And now we're at Corey.
Halloween 2?
Another terrific guess. It could literally be any horror sequel. Yeah, right. It could even be Beethoven 2. But the correct answer is Friday the 13th, part 2.
God damn it. I was going to say Friday the 14th.
You were so close. So close.
I'm sorry.
All right, here we go again. I've got about 40 of these. So it should be good. Trey?
Oh, it's all right.
Okay.
It works, buddy.
If you say so.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. All right.
It's your show. A new dimension in terror. There is nowhere to hide. We dare you to try.
The Lawnmower Man? Isn't that about virtual reality and shit?
Oh, yeah. I guess it's got some of that in there.
But also no.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a terrible guess. I just like, we dare you to try. We dare you to try to hide.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you run to go hide, they're going to kill you before you even are hitting yourself.
Which they otherwise wouldn't, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Why are they daring me? Wait, do you dare me to just stand here and see what happens? Ramon?
Nightmare on Elm Street?
You know what? I'll give you a special citation at the end if that's your only answer the whole time.
No, because you said they were all connected, and then Freddy's a very, like, he's chasing you in your dreams, so you can't hide.
Sure. Oh, I see.
And then...
It is hard to hide a new dimension of terror in your dreams. You're right. You're right. You're absolutely right. But the answer is wrong.
Damn it.
Brandon?
Aliens?
No, but I love that movie.
All right.
And we're back to Corey. He was so close last time in his head.
Halloween 2.
The guy in the front row really had your back on that one. No, it turns out it's Friday the 13th, part 3.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, just the next one.
He did say they're all connected.
And it's a 3D movie, so that's the new dimension they were referring to. And it stars our friend Larry Zerner, who's been on this show a few times. He plays the nerd Shelley. All right, we're on to a third round. It's a very exciting competition. Trey?
Yeah.
Here we go. A lot can go down between a Thursday and a Saturday.
Oh, my God. Friday the 13th, part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan.
Did you really get that title right? Is that what that was called? Somebody in the audience said, yeah.
I think so.
That's a complicated title. You should get a bonus point for that, but it's not the right answer.
All right.
Yeah, Ramon?
You said if I keep guessing Friday the 13th, I get in trouble. Friday the 13th, part 4?
Multiple boings on that one. Brando, bring it home.
Friday the 13th.
No.
It's...
Corey?
It's Friday with Ice Cube and Chris Tucker.
That is correct.
Boom!
Oh, shit! Oh,
As the only black person on stage,
I
am embarrassed.
I was like, if I beat Brando on this shit, this is gonna be so awesome.
I just noticed the TV screens that the people in the bad seats can look at, so now I feel bad for bringing up that they had bad seats. Their necks are going to hurt afterwards because they have a weird angle, but I'm glad they have that option. All right, you're on the board, Corey. Corey's got one. We start with Trey on this next one. Hope comes alive.
Hope comes alive. I have no idea. Freddy versus Jason. I'm back to that. I can't get off of that.
Boring.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to pick it up.
Friday Night Lights.
That is correct.
Nice.
Look at the big brain on Ramon. How'd you figure that one out?
I figured out the theme.
All right, we'll see what happens now that Corey and Ramon are both on the board. They need to get another point to win. And we start this one with Brandon. After 5,000 years of civilization, we all need a break.
Freaky Friday.
Corey?
After how many years of civilization?
5,000
years of civilization. We all need a break.
It's a lot of years.
Oh, my God.
Pretty irrelevant number, if you ask me.
Can I just pass so I don't even sound stupider than I already am? Because I can't.
You're doing great. Yeah, okay. Of course you can pass.
Nothing's space.
Coming to mind.
Know.
Yeah, yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah. I mean,
it was probably a Friday. They were about to get off work.
Sure, yeah, exactly. But incorrect.
Of course not.
Let's go to Trey.
I can literally think of no other movies with Friday in them, and I feel like this might be a trick, but I still have no idea, so none of that helps me. This is the end. Yeah.
Ramon.
Can you repeat the tagline?
Yes. After 5,000 years of civilization, we all need a break.
Fuck, it's one of those disaster movies. Man, but it don't have Friday in it, but the day after tomorrow?
Yeah, again, what's that? Would it be a Sunday? Nobody got that one, and I'm actually kind of proud of you for not knowing this answer, because it's a movie called Thank God It's Friday. Wow. Yeah. If you ever want to see a terrible disco movie, check it out. And also, there's no such thing as a good disco movie. I like disco music, though. I wish they'd made good movies. I guess some people love Saturday Night Fever, but I don't like it.
Saturday Night Fever's got some problems.
It's rough. It's rough.
There's some darkness there.
It's not Midsommar rough, but it is pretty rough nonetheless. All right. We still have Corey and Ramon on the board with one each. Where did we start last time? Trey? Brando?
Yeah.
Brando. Here we go, Brando.
Wait, what?
Huh?
I going again?
Is it your turn?
I thought it was. All right.
Where'd we land? Who was the last person to talk? Ramon?
Ronnie.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're back to you, Brandon.
All right.
The creator of the first returns to bring you the last.
Mm.
Yeah.
We'll go. I'm blanking. I would say Scream, but that doesn't make any sense. Because Wes is unfortunately gone, so.
Yeah, that's true. Good old Wes Craven.
Sorry, Doug, I don't know. That's okay.
Corey?
Halloween 2?
I mean, that could be the Rob Zombie one, because that was his. He created a Halloween reboot and then did the second one. That was his last, but no. Trey?
Did they do a Friday the 13th reboot? If they did, that's my guess. Friday the 13th, but a newer one.
They did.
I cannot accept that title.
Oh, damn.
Remember how good you were on that Manhattan one?
Yeah.
You need to be that good on this one.
I don't. Friday 13.
Friday.
They change it up by taking out
the. What they do? They just take a word or two out here and there sometimes.
They do. Batman.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sequel titles should get shorter instead of longer.
Yes. Yeah.
You know. All right, but that's not right. Ramon.
Friday After Next.
I think there was a third Friday movie, though, wasn't there?
Yeah, it was Friday, next Friday, and then Friday After Next.
Oh, I see, Yeah, okay.
It's a Christmas movie.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's incorrect as well. Unfortunately, the answer is the very unwieldy. Jason Goes to Hell, The Final Friday.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah, that one is rough. What's that?
They made more, though. They had, like, Jason... 10 and all of that stuff.
Yeah,
the
they
integrity.
Kept going. Yes. Yeah. You know, the part 3 or 4 was, 4, I think, was called the final chapter.
Yeah.
And then they had part 5 was a new beginning.
Yeah, then 6 was like he got a new machete and it just kept going.
Yeah, it's really, they're really schizophrenic with the where they're going with these titles all the time. And they're never going to stop making Friday the 13th movies because hockey masks never go out of style. All right. Here's how we're going to... okay, hang on. So Corey and Ramon are tied, and I have one more remaining tagline. So to break this tie, I'm going to tell you, Corey, you have first shot at this, and then Ramon. The other two guys are going to sit this one out. And if you don't get it on the first tagline, I'm going to give you a second one to try to get it over the finish line because we need a winner. Corey?
Yes, Doug.
You may only see it once, but that will be enough. I don't know why they went with that. But they do have other ones.
Oh, my God.
Do you have a guess?
Next Friday? I don't
know. Ramon?
Final Friday, Freddy's dead.
That's your guess?
Yeah.
Boing, 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 boing. All right, now, Corey, I'm going to add the next one, and hopefully this will take it over the finish line for you or Ramon. Don't make plans for Sunday.
Freaky Friday?
Don't make plans for Sunday.
I don't fucking know. I don't know. I'm so confused. The Friday the 13th, 8, this time we mean it.
Ramon,
are these taglines for the same movie?
Yeah, both of those are the same movie. A lot of movies have multiple.
Can you repeat that?
Many name tags, yes. I mean, many taglines. You may only see it once, but that'll be enough, which is, that's just ridiculous. But then the next one is, don't make plans for Sunday. I thought after all that had transpired, this would be easy.
Friday the 13th?
That is correct.
See, I thought I'd get in trouble if I kept guessing that.
I asked you to say Nightmare on Elm Street every time. So yeah, I guess you were worried about that. But yeah, that's the very first Friday the 13th, in which Jason, Hockey Mask Jason, does not appear. That doesn't start till the sequel. Yeah, the mom is the killer in the first one. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, sorry.
Spoiler. So congratulations, Ramon Rivas, you won that game.
Yeah.
And you get to go first in our final game that'll determine a winner today. And we're going to do that right after the break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Woo! Woo! Now, this part of the live shows has been pretty exciting over the last 6 or 7 shows we've done in front of an audience since we've been back, because I've extended the thing that we were playing that I was trying to do before we had to stop doing live shows, which was giving money to the person who matches the name of the actress I have in my wallet when they're making a suggestion for someone for us to play in the game Last Person Standing. Yeah, you can applaud for that game too. And to, you know, figure this out, what name we're going to use. It's going to be an actress. And like I said, we're going to take turns naming movies they were in. If you can't think of one, you're out. But your name tag is your lifeline. You can go to that person once. So one time, Brando can reach out to Cujo because their names rhyme. And then Corey can reach out to Joseph, and Trey, the hands of Kate, and Ramon has got his good friend Notra.
Yep.
Notra Adam. It does not have a hunchback as far as I can tell. Who in the audience would like to win and thinks they have, just raise your hand, you don't have to shout out, thinks they have the name of an actress? I always like to pick a woman first, especially one that has one of the most horrible seats in the room. What's your name?
Katie.
Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Have you ever seen Manos, Hands of Katie? Oh, check it out sometimes. It's got your name in the title. And what actress would you like to suggest today? If it matches the one that's been in my wallet for almost 2 years now, you'll win. I'll have to open my wallet and give you $280.
Ooh.
Yeah, it goes up $20 each time. So I think it'll be hilarious if it gets to like a lot. But $280 is pretty good. Who would you like to suggest?
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett. I like it. Not in the wallet. But let's turn to these gentlemen and just look at their faces and see how comfortable they are about naming the films of Angela Bassett. It's kind of mixed. So just to, have a game, just to have a competition, because we don't want four guys just going, I don't know. I think she's a great actress, but she's kind of a tough one. I think she's been in TV a lot more lately, especially thanks to cable. So let's get a second name. Who else has a name they'd like to suggest that they think is going to be? Sir in the front, in the shorts, backing my theory that global warming is real. Who would you like to, what's your name first of all?
Dave.
Dave? And who would you like to suggest?
Imelda Staunton.
Imelda Staunton. Who hurt you, Dave? Real quick, let me check with these guys. Oh, you have something to say?
Last woman Staunton.
Last woman Staunton.
Aha. Uh-huh.
I hope it was worth the loss to have to have that fun pun. I mean, I'll write it down, but oh boy. Imelda Staunton.
That made it easier.
Raise your hand if you can name one Imelda Staunton movie.
I'm not sure which one it is, even.
Yeah, right?
I'm not 100%
sure. I know what
sure.
you're talking about, yeah, HP.
Yeah.
Okay, so we definitely need another name. And it's also exciting because somebody might win the money. Let's get a lady.
There's a bad seat.
Next.
This person in the bad seat over here.
Oh, that's not a bad idea. There's a lady over there in the bad seat. What's your name?
Liz.
Hi, Liz. What would you like to suggest? I love Jamie Lee Curtis as a suggestion. We could just say all those movies we were just talking about. I think that really brings it home, Jamie Lee Curtis. I think that's real good. So how do you gentlemen feel about playing a game where we take turns naming the films of Angela Bassett, Imelda Staunton, and Jamie Lee Curtis?
Let it rip.
Thumbs
up.
All right, we're set.
Can't wait.
Next stop of Doug Loves Movies, I believe, is San Diego, and the prize will be $300 if somebody matches the name in my wallet. All right, but thanks for trying, everybody. And where did we determine that we were starting? Ramon won the last game, and I'll go last in this one, because I like to play along, but I can't win.
Okay.
Ramon, then Trey, then Corey, Brando, and me. Oh, I wish there was a movie called Brando and Me. It could be about him and Val Kilmer on the set of Island of Dr. Moreau. Which would be a great movie if you get two guys.
Or him and James Baldwin.
Oh.
Completely different movie.
Yeah. Yeah, you went a different way there, Ramon. Man.
I went.
Less lines and shit.
Yeah. I'll take the easy one. I'll take Black Panther off the board.
Who's in Black Panther? Oh, yeah.
Angela Bassett.
I just forgot which three names we were playing, even. All right, Trey?
I'll go easier and say Halloween.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good job.
I'm going to go stupid. I believe Angela Bassett was also in Green Lantern, wasn't she?
Now... Would you want to be out right now?
Yes.
Or would you
I want to go for it on 4th and 15. No, I do. Yes, I do. Yes, God damn it, I do.
You could go to your lifeline and ask this Green Lantern question, but I can't answer it because if it's
confident.
Wrong.
I'm confident.
You're confident?
Confident, Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett is in Green Lantern.
Uh-huh.
I heard one person clap, so I'm going to allow it. Yeah. But if you lie again, I'm going to throw you out of here. It's not how we play in the North.
I definitely should have kept that in my back pocket.
That oh, yeah, stupid. For sure.
Yeah, if she's, if she's really in that, because none of us remember if she's in that or not.
Yeah, I was so excited, and I'm kind of high.
All right, it's Brandon's turn.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Knives Out.
That's a good one. Speaking of Jamie Lee Curtis and things being out, Trading Places.
Jamie Lee Curtis, A Fish Called Wanda.
Jamie Lee Curtis and True Lies.
You know, we've never done it this way where the person says the name of the actor and then the title, but it really helps me. It gets us there quicker. I usually go, which one is in? But I know who's in those movies. Corey?
Jamie Lee Curtis, Freaky Friday.
Yeah.
Bringing them back, baby.
Angela Bassett, How Stella Got a Groove Back.
Turns out it was just good eating and exercise. Oh, and what's his name? Who's the guy in that?
Tay Diggs.
Tay Diggs, but...
But in real life, he was gay, right?
Gay. Yeah. There's a lady in the audience. He's gay! I've tried, he's gay!
So the story had a should have gotten a sequel with the real ending, but
he had a Jamaican accent in that, I think.
Yeah.
So I hadn't seen him before that. So then the next movie I was in, I was like, what? Rent was probably the next thing I saw him in. All right, Angela Bassett in Strange Days, directed by Catherine Bigelow.
Angela.
Yay, big, somebody just said.
Angela Bassett in Waiting to Exhale.
Yeah.
Jamie Lee Curtis in Halloween H2O.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like hearing you say it.
Yeah, H2O. That was a good one.
H2O face.
Angela Bassett in the Jackson 5 biopic, The Jackson 5.
Do you believe that played in motion picture theaters?
Ooh.
Oh, shit. well, sorry. Can I go to my lifeline?
You still got your lifeline, and you can think of stuff as it comes back around. You're still in the game, Corey. Let's do this.
Let's, I got nothing. Let's go to my lifeline over here, Joseph.
Halloween Kills.
There you go.
Halloween Kills out, just came out.
Yeah.
It's brand new.
There you go.
Yeah, all right. So you're good for a second.
I'm so fucked.
Yeah, me too, buddy.
Angela Bassett, Boys in the Hood.
Mm. Ooh. Yeah, it was a rough one.
She's like, you need to go to Compton and become a man. I was like, oh, this...
okay. I'm going to go... wow, this is... Oh, we haven't done any Imelda Staunton's. Somebody should at least try to bang out an Imelda Staunton. But I don't... Yeah, it is gross, but I... That guy took umbrage with my... Her name is just, they nailed that right on the head. Professor Umbridge. All right, let's see if I can do this. She was introduced, because I believe she's only in one of them. So, she's in more than one? Okay, I got a chance here. Don't help me out, anybody. But I'm gonna guess that she was introduced in or also appeared in Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire. Nope. Oh, well. I'm out. It was worth a try just for Imelda.
I mean, she is pure evil in those movies.
The worst.
Yeah, she really sucks. I mean, but great actress. So, back to Ramon.
Angela Bassett, Vampire in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Kate.
Oh, Trey's using his lifeline. Yeah. He's in the hands of Kate.
Yes, I'm in your hands, Kate.
She's looking around.
The fog.
The fog. Very nice.
All right. Thank you.
Very nicely done. John Carpenter, that's a good trail to go down. Corey, how you feeling?
I'm good. Who was the, what's the lady that played Dolores Umbridge? What's her name?
Imelda Staunton.
Imelda Staunton, and it was Harry Potter and the Prisoner of Azkaban is when she debuted. That was the one.
Nope.
It wasn't? Are you fucking kidding me? That's the one when they time travel, right? Son of a bitch. What? I look like a nerd and I lost? I did both things? God damn it. sorry, Joseph. I've seen better days, Doug.
Oh, that was pretty amazing, though. Because we both did the same thing. We both took a crack at it. But I skipped Azkaban because that's my favorite one of all the Harry Potter movies.
Only when Voldemort's not in.
Oh, okay. Well, too bad we weren't playing Ralph Fiennes.
But and neither is Dolores Umbridge, apparently. Yeah.
But anyway, he should go unmentioned. And
I
don't worry. This is a nice crowd. They won't be tormentors. And
are we still trying to figure out which Harry Potter it is?
Well, I was just going to say that I knew exactly. It wasn't Azkaban, and because she's really showboats in the one she shows up in.
I know which
in.
One it is.
So now you want to say that as your answer?
Yeah, Harry Potter and the Order of the Phoenix.
Nicely done.
I got very lucky because it was on TBS earlier today on the hotel. So.
Oh!
You getting that and me getting Friday is beautiful.
It shows America, baby. That's the American dream right there.
And you're both not transphobic, I assume. All right. What's happening? Oh, I'm out. Ramon?
Angela Bassett, Avengers Endgame.
Yeah.
Very good.
She doesn't have any lines, but she is in
She's in that motherfucker. Getting them checks, son.
Trey, did you think of anything while I was going around?
No, but somebody, when you said she's only in one of those, I heard some people be like, no. So I'm going to like take a flyer. And
I love it.
If she showed up in like a flashback in a later one, and I have no idea which one, and just say Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows Part 1. Was she in that?
What? That's the one.
Really?
You did it.
Yeah. About done, Kate, but... Hanging in there.
So Umbridge dips after the first one she's in and then shows up again in Part 1 of Hollows? Wow, that's great. I love knowing that now.
She's at the Ministry of Magic, I think, or something. Like that.
Yeah. I'll watch that Hollows one. I haven't seen the last two again since it was, you know, since it all ended, because to me they were the most, you know, harrowing and not fun. I mean, they made me feel sad for that fucking house dwarf.
Mm-hmm.
Dobby. He's a free elf.
In Part 2.
Knife to the chest.
He's very free. He's very
Master
free.
Master has given Dobby a sock.
I hear it in my dreams.
I hated that fucker in Part 2 so much. I was so grateful he vanished for so many movies in the series. And then we showed up again. I was like, God damn it. And then his death scene is one of the saddest death scenes in cinema. I lose it every time, that little fucker. God damn it.
It wasn't sad for me. I was like, what did they expect? They brought this elf dude. He's not going to...
Got stabbed on a beach. Hell yeah.
It's like, that's like, your attitude is like the movie Airplane, where they show some TV commentators when there's a plane that's, you know, going to crash. And they're just like, one guy's like, they bought their tickets. They knew what they were getting into. I say, let them crash. Like, it's a point counterpoint. That's his point. Jane, you ignorant slut. Okay, that's a different thing. All right, so we're back to Ramon.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween 2.
Yep. I think there should have been bigger applause on that, because I think we all sort of forgot that that one was hiding. That one was just laying there waiting to be picked up.
Without any colons or anything.
Yeah, it's just Halloween 2. She's in a hospital most of the time. It takes place in like in a mental hospital or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. I like that one, actually. At the time, I haven't seen it lately. Trey... I love how every time it's your turn, you start with a sigh.
I know.
That's his whole
thing. I do
that
a lot. Yeah.
Can you imagine that on Jeopardy? Somebody rings in. What is?
What is? Fucking Harry Potter.
I'm going to solve the puzzle, Pat.
So I pretty much got nothing. I feel like I have a mental image of Angela Bassett as a vampire. I know you already said vampire in Brooklyn, but I don't know. Is it fucking
people are poo-pooing this notion from the audience already?
Yeah, I don't know. Queen of the Damned.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
gonna have to call it on that one. But thank you for playing.
Thank you for having me.
Yes.
Sorry, Kate.
You did great. I mean, this is the best overall, you know, round of this game that we've had in a while. All four of you have been very competitive. Yeah, Brandon?
Jamie Lee Curtis, Prom Night.
Yes. That made me think of another one, but I'm out. Maybe it helped Ramon.
Can I go to Adam?
Adam, lifeline time. Oh, have you just been sitting there not even thinking that this might happen?
Your lifeline.
Sit up straight, hunchback. Let's go.
I made this big fucking sign for a reason. What?
Halloween 2018.
Yeah, okay. I can't keep track of these anymore, Alexa. If you say she's in there. If you say Angela Bassett's in Halloween 18. I have to go along with it. Brando!
Angela Bassett was nominated for Oscar for this. What's Love Got to Do with It?
Oh! It's wild how some of the most obvious ones will, like, just linger and maybe even not get mentioned. Ramon?
Damn.
I think you might get it if she's in anything with the word ceiling in the title.
I'm going to go Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween 3? Did we say Halloween 3 yet?
She's not in it. It's called Season of the Witch, and it's some bullshit. Yeah, it's a really creepy movie. I'd recommend watching this Halloween season if you haven't seen it yet, because it's disturbing, but not in a way that I enjoy. I don't need to see it again. There's like a creepy little theme song that plays on this TV thing, and you know.
Yeah, people's faces melt. And
Yeah. It's a weird ass movie. They decided to go in a weird direction on that, and they course corrected and went back to being boring. Back to Brando.
Jamie Lee Curtis, Halloween Resurrection. Because that's the one where she dies at the beginning.
Oh. You just schooled everyone on that. You could even be just making
it. It also has Busta Rhymes in it. It should have been a memorable viewing experience. Out of nowhere, Busta Rhymes just karate kicks Mike Myers. It was so weird.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I know where that came from. It was just him showing up on set and going, I'm going to have a karate kick this motherfucker.
Woo-ha!
Okay, Ramon, this is exciting.
I'm out already.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Halloween.
He's three. Already the winner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yay, Brandon. I feel like the one I thought of when you said prom night was Terror Train.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. She really had a string of.
I don't
stuck
know
her in the same genre for a while.
Stalton lady is.
Dolores Umbridge.
Namanda Stalton.
She's the one that like makes Harry Potter write on his hand.
I mean, that doesn't help me as a reference, but.
You haven't seen Harry Potter movie?
You don't mess with Harry Potter?
I didn't get to that point.
Yeah, yeah.
I gave
she wears
up when
like
they,
huge...
I, once they started looking older, I was like, they're supposed to be kids.
Yeah, yeah.
She's a boy wizard?
Yeah, I'm like, this dude's like 40.
This is a young man.
It's a coming of age, asshole. Come on.
I mean, his age came hard.
Don't just just go ahead and put your phone away for now. Remote.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to look at the lady's
face. Yeah, you're going to look it up. Yeah.
No, I was just going to look at her face to be like, oh, I can name movies with that face.
I don't think you could.
Hey, man, you never know.
If you're not a Harry Potter dude.
Was it bad? I kept thinking like sad Irish movies with that actress, right? Am I on the right track there?
Yeah. Well, hang on a second, though, because I've got an idea. If you're anybody in the audience can think of any other non-Harry Potter Imelda Staunton movies, I would love to hear an example.
Yeah, but there's one.
Dave's got one. What is it? Vera Drake, he says, like everybody knows what that is. I do know what it is. It's a Mike Lee movie? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, and probably very heavy and depressing. I think she plays Vera Drake. And she's a woman in a situation where abortions aren't allowed, and she provides them for women who need them. It's an amazing performance, and the complete opposite of Dorothy Umbridge, who is a you know,
Freedom Riders,
that thing with Hilary Swank.
Yeah.
Hang on, slow down. What?
Downton Abbey
the movie.
Yeah, she plays the.
I am gonna murder somebody with my bare hand. No, that's fine. It does count as a movie. I never saw the show.
Once they throw the movie on there, you got to respect what it is, man.
Yeah. But any more hands up? Any other ones? Here, go ahead.
I think she was in Much Ado About Nothing.
Much Ado About Nothing, that seems about right. Kenneth Branagh. Yeah. Yeah, they probably work together.
Isn't that Denzel and Keanu Reeves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, that was bad. That was bad.
Well, anyway, okay, yeah, go ahead and look at her picture if you want, Ramon. I'm sorry I stifled your curiosity.
What was her name again?
I didn't want
Imelda.
Jane Fonda.
Imelda Staunton.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's her.
Imelda. Yeah, you don't recognize her.
No, but I think I watched up to that Harry Potter.
Probably.
She's probably in TV shit too. I've seen her in TV shit, but not movies.
Maybe.
Probably in TV shit.
She was like, had a story career. She's over here thinking she's hustling, and Ramon, she's like,
TV
right.
shit.
TV shit.
I think she was in probably the Downton Abbey series too, if she's in the movie, right?
She was not.
No?
She was not.
She was like a pop up.
Pops in special.
Downton Abbey is one of my favorite. Our favorite shows of all. We actually had a blog together called Downton Flabby.
Yeah.
It was a weight loss competition between us when we were even fatter than we are now. You can look it up. It's really great.
It's really good. Very fun.
Yeah, it's awesome stuff. Fine.
Thanks for getting that plug in.
You got it.
Congratulations to our winner, Brandon Collins. Which, of course, means you're invited back as champ very soon. I'll reach out to you and work out the details on that. You may never lose. You might Ken Jennings this shit.
I like seeing you in person, though, because going back to the Zoom thing, you like have these pregnant pauses that just make me sweat, man. I'm not sweating today. I feel good.
Yeah, because you can see which buzzer I'm reaching for. When we do it over Zoom, we don't do the video. We just do it like it's a radio show, and we don't see each other. And I have to trust that nobody's like, you know, cheating. And this is proof that Brandon knows what he's talking about. And Brandon, you get to go first with your plugs. Promote yourself.
Hey, thank you all so much for coming out tonight. You can follow me on social media at American Collins. AmericanCollins.com is my website. If you want to hear me talk about movies and other crazy shit, check out Medium Popcorn on all podcast players. Thank you, guys.
Come and get it, Cujo.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
He's over here.
That'd be so weird if Cujo just left.
He's on his way up. He's just hamming it up.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that. Show everybody. Or don't. All right. Congratulations, Cujo. I just said show the name tag to the whole audience. There you go. It's got, I'm inside Cujo's mouth somehow. Exciting place to be. Corey Ryan Forrester, promote yourself.
Hey, CoreyRyanForrester.com. Find me on all the socials. I tour, do stand-up. Me and this fella right here have a podcast called The Well-Read Podcast, and you can get tickets to our shows at WellReadComedy.com. We've got some sweet stuff coming up that I can't tell you about right now. All right.
All right. Took you a while to slide into the voice, but you got there.
Yeah, man.
End. Yeah, you made it. Corey covered most of it. If you want to see my individual shit, you can look me up under my name on social media. Trey Crowder, T-R-A-E Crowder. Other than that, just what he did. Yes. Include the fart noise. Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that was, we should say that. It was Corey.
Yeah. Yeah, for the listeners, yes.
How do you, I don't, does I don't, he spell like, out I don't fart? Stand around making fart noises during people's yeah. plugs. You guys are close. You could do that.
Yeah.
And Ramon Rivas II.
I got a couple albums you can listen to across any platform you listen to shit on. Just look up my name, Ramon Rivas II, or go to my website, blazerramon.com, because I wear a lot of sport coats.
Hell yeah.
Blazer Ramon's also on my Instagram. Blazer Ramon's also on my Twitter. Blazer Ramon's also on my Venmo. If you about that life.
I really should start asking the comics, what's their Venmo? You know, what's your Venmo? Because, you know, there's nice listeners that might want to toss you a few bucks, a tip for your performance. I have put away my piece of paper, so I don't know what I wanted to plug, but I got lots of shows coming up, and you know where to go to find them. And I want to say thank you to everyone for showing up today. It's been, you know, a couple rough years, but I love playing this club, and I love everybody that comes out to see this show. So thank you very much for that. One more time for all of my guests, Ramon Rivas II, Trey Crowder, Corey Ryan Forrester, and our champion, Brandon Collins. As I really need to take my notes back out because I also have the closing line on them and I forgot what it was. I picked a line that I thought would be appropriate for DC. It's the closing line of a movie, and you can try to decide if you know which one it is. As always, so help me God.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing, prowess makes him cocky. There's no room.